I am curious what you think was the substantive change, the essence that was changed in the Democratic Party from the 50s to the 60s. My dad grew up in Wisconsin, was a dedicated Democrat, and that included labor unions and farmers and that kind of thing. Was that the change that happened in the Democratic Party, or what was it that happened in that period?
Well, the party was made far more progressive. It became a much more ambitious party. It became a much more activist party when it came to public policy making. You know, it was really an infusion of youth. It was young people challenging sort of an encrusted deadwood in their own party ranks and infusing it with new energy. But the party became significantly more progressive in terms of policy making, much more activist. The Democratic Party's history over the course of our nation's entire history, of course, is one of ongoing evolution. People need to remember, of course, that the Democratic Party was once the party of slavery, and as a result, the Democratic Party was the predominant party in the South. And it was the North where the Republicans had their strength. Now the country's totally flipped. Where the Democrats have greatest strength is in the North, and the South is solidly Republican. So there's been this flip. That really occurred during the Civil Rights Movement, the Civil Rights era. You saw this realignment, massive political realignment, occur nationally. You know, the Democratic Party has had its moments, certainly during the New Deal era and Roosevelt's tenure in office, where the party became a very activist policy-making party. But it also has that pro-slavery history. And then after slavery's abolition, which was accomplished by the Republicans, the Democratic Party became the party of Jim Crow and the party of segregation. And, of course, that didn't change until the Civil Rights era. You know, and Lyndon Johnson signing the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act and all of that. And, of course, Nixon exploited that to turn the South Republican, and we saw that massive realignment. So when people talk about areas of the state of Wisconsin or areas of the country, and they assume that because they are Republican today or Democratic today that it's always going to be that way, that just doesn't line up with history. Over the course of history, there's always been major realignments occur politically. And I think that we're approaching a moment where some pretty substantial political realignment is not only possible, but perhaps inevitable. That's why I call I subtitled the book, The Coming Makeover of American Politics. I say that not simply as an expression of hope, but a recognition of conditions that in the past always were followed by major political realignment. I think we're at a moment where it's distinctly possible that one or both of the major parties will cease to exist in their current form. And certainly I think we're at a very volatile moment where there will very likely be substantial political realignment occur in our country. Now, part of what happens will depend on how citizens react to their feelings of disillusionment with the current political system. Most people feel that politics is broken. Most people feel that the major parties are failing us. Most people are feeling politically homeless. How do citizens react to that, and how do they channel those frustrations? And then also, how do the major parties react to those citizen actions? Do they remain stubborn like the Whigs did and refuse to adapt, and eventually one of them might perish? Or do they adjust to the threat and transform themselves? But we're at another one of those moments in time where I think major political evolution is not only possible, but perhaps is inevitable.